Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single daily. Nishmas Avi Moriah Rav Hillel Ben Meir Chaim Echel Zecharon Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zecharon Lebracha. Learning in the shul this month, this being the month of Kislev, is sponsored by the Moskowitz's Lilo Nishmas Yaakov Menachem Mendel Bereb Chaim Yeshaya and Reb Shlomo Zalman Bereb Yitzchak. And of course, learning in the shul this week is sponsored Lilo Nishmas Yaakov Zeb and Avram Nachman. And here we are in the last parak of Sefer Ezra, where we'll transition from Ezra to Nehemiah. And Ezra has gathered all the people together. Ukispalo Ezra Ukisvado Bochem Snapel of Nebis Alokim. Nikbetzu elav Yisrael kaal go rav meod anashim and anashim yiladim ki bachu am harbe boche. When Ezra was davening and putting himself out in front of Hashem, a great crowd, men, women, and children gathered around him, and the people were crying very, very bitterly. According to Masudas David, seeing their leader crying and weeping, brought out weeping out of the people, and then that got a lot of curious people looking over. And even though the majority of the Jews were not guilty of intermarriage, it was only 113 families, still, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, all of Am Yisrael is connected to one another. And the Malbim says, therefore, they all felt the responsibility. So, Vayan Shechanya ben Yechiel mibnei Elam, Vayomer le'Ezra. So, Shechanya ben Yechiel turned and he said to Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu ba'elokeinu ba'anashev, nashim nachrios me'amei ha'aretz, v'ata yesh mikvel Yisrael azos. So, Shechanya got up and he said to Ezra, he says, look, we went against Hashem. Now the truth is, Shechaniah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin said, he didn't intermarry, but he understands he didn't want to embarrass the people who had. So he said, is there a mikveh Yisrael? There is still hope for Am Yisrael. What should we do? Right? We should really go ahead and make a new bris to expel all the foreign women. Right? We would like to go ahead and get rid of the intermarried women and the children not Jewish according to the will of Hashem. Right? And those who are charid to Hashem, right? In this regard, Torah Yaseh, they'll do exactly what they were told to do. So, kum ki alach adavar, get up, please, don't tell us what to do. The responsibility is yours. Give us the instruction. V'anachnu imach, we'll be with you. Chazak v'aseh, get up and tell us what to do. So, v'ayakam Ezra. So, Ezra got the message, and he took action. And what did he do? So he ordered the officers and Levium and everybody to act accordingly to follow Shechaniah ben Yechiel. So Ezra got up and he went into the chamber of Yochanan ben Eliashiv. He didn't eat or drink. He was still in mourning because of the intermarriage. So their word went out to gather in Yerushalayim. If the people didn't come within 3 days, from all the Jewish population, so what would happen? Yacharam kol rechusho. He should have all of his rechush, all of his values, all of his things that he owns. They should be declared ownerless. And he himself will be excluded from the chevra, from the group of people who came back. You lose all your identity. You lose your stuff. The Gemara uses this idea, yacharam kol rechusho, to teach us the idea of hefker, based in hefker, that even if you don't declare something ownerless, based in has the ability to do it. So the people got all together, and on the 20th day of 3 days later, which was the 20th day of Kislev, here we are in that month. Right, the people all sat around, and they were trembling. And by the way, they knew what was going on. Also, they also knew it was raining pretty hard. It was the rainy season. Anyway, Vayakam Ezra Kohen Vayomer Alehem. So Ezra got up and he said to them, Atem Altem, you guys did a terrible avera, Vatashibu Anashim Nachrios, and you intermarried, Hosef Alashmas Yisrael to embarrass Am Yisrael, Vatatanu Todah Hashem Elokev Osechem Asuritzono. So what you should do is be misvada. Todah over here is not give thanks, but rather to be misvada, to confess your avera, and Hashem will do you should do what Hashem wants you to do. V'ibadu me'ame aretz mina nashem anachrios. So you have to separate yourselves from the nation, the other nations, and you should separate yourself from the foreign women. We'll do exactly what you say. Right, we have a big crowd here. Everyone's going to wait to get through a Beis Din. Right, we can't stand outside. It's not a day or 2 day job. So instead, what you should do is appoint officers who rule all over us and. Give all the people who have intermarried foreign women, give them appointments, the imam zikne ir ve'ir b'shofta, and then also have the elders of the city and the judges so let them come down and schedule times with the judges to verify everyone came until the anger of Hashem is turned away from us. Only Yonatan ben Asov and Yechazia objected, and Meshulam and Shabtai the Levim, they also objected in the process. So everyone did that. Vayibadlu Ezra HaKohen Anashim Rashi Avos LeBeis Avosam. So Ezra HaKohen, at this point he's identified as the Kohen, not necessarily the Kohen Gadol. It's interesting, that's a debate among the Mefarshim why he's not identified as the Kohen Gadol. However, the Rambam seems to identify him as such. They separated. And they called everyone out by name. By Yeshu, biyom echad lachodesh asiri ledaryavish hadavar. So lidarish hadavar. So everyone sequestered themselves, and they were all mentioned by name on the first day of the 10th month, at the beginning of the month of Teves, to go ahead and look into the matter. And so the rest of the Sefer, Vayichalu v'kol ha'nashim ha'ushivu nashim nachrios ad yom echad l'chodesh harishon. By the first day of the first month, in other words, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were done with all the men who had married foreign women. It took 3 days to investigate. And who went through that way? They had these people, and what did they do? So the Kohanim were involved. They gave their word to get rid of their wives and offer a korban asham to express their guilt. In that regard. And so then they also had Hanani and Zavadia, from the children of Emar. Umimne Hiram Masaya Veelia Ushmaya Vichil Veuzio, Mimre Pashur El Enai Masaya Yishmael Netanel Yozavad Veel Shah, Umin Alaviam Yozavad Vishimi Vikela Hukitila. Pesachi Yehuda Veliyazer Amin Ashorim El Yashu Min Ashorim Shalim Bishulam Betelam Beuri Umi Yisrael Min Bnei Parush Remiya Remiza Umalchi Umi Min Alaza Malchiya Benayo Bnei Eila Matanya Zacharya Vichiel VeAvdi VeYiremos VeElio Umi Bnei Zatu El Yoni El Yashu Matanya Yiremos Zavad BeUzizam Umi Bnei Bavei Yochanan Chananya Zabi Altai Umi Bnei Bani Mishulam Maluch Aradaya VeYashu VeShalu Yiramos Umi Bnei Pachas Moav Adno Klalal Benaya Masaya Matanya. Matanya Bitzalo Bina Manashum Nehira Meliezer Yeshua Yeshia Melkia Shemaya Shimon Binyamin Maloch Shemaya Minichusham Matni Matada Zevet Alifed Yeremi Manasha Shemini Bani Madi Amram Bu'al Binaya Bireda Kuli Nevaya Mary Mosel Yashu Matanya Matnai Biasu Bani Benoitsim Shemi Vishamai Benasam Yadayo Mechnava Yashashe Visarai Azarel Bishmal Yoshmar Yashalam Amara Yosef Mim Nevo Yao Matanya Zebed Zvia Yadu Vio Benaya Kol Eila Nasu Nashim Nachrios. These are the 113 families who were found to have intermarried. There were 17 Kohanim, 96 Levium and Yisraelim. And by the way, of this group, Yeshmeim Nashim, Some of these people had children in the process. So the entire Am Yisrael took the responsibility for the 113 families. And of course, it led to their eradication. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start the work of Nehemiah, which is the second half of the book of Ezra, when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing